a warm welcome to Anne Darcy. How are you, Anne?
I'm very good. As we enter spring, whole new growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And a fine stretch in the evenings. And you're going to talk to us a little bit about skin and presumably how what we eat can affect our skin. But first of all, talk to me about castor oil.
Castor oil, we've heard about for years, but it's coming out of a plant. But it's really good as an anti-inflammatory. It has antioxidant properties. It helps to hold moisture in your skin. So when you rub it onto your skin, it will help you to hold moisture. So they're actually talking about it as being almost like a natural Botox. Because if you're wanting to fill out your skin and fill out the fine wrinkles, as you age, of course, people are saying, how can I look better? So if this is a natural form, so you'd still do your cleansing, your moisturising, and then when you put castor oil before you go to bed over your skin, after you, it will hold in the moisture that you've either put on or your own natural moisturiser, and then it can fill out the fine wrinkles. So castor oil, you buy a good organic, go into, you know, a glass bottle, you know, maybe put it beside your bed, you're going to bed at night, and just put on a, and less is better, you don't need to cover your whole face, but you put it on the areas that you want to, you know, to draw in the moisturiser. It's forcing your own moisturiser to stay within your skin, and it plumps out, and it's almost like watering your skin. And I know we're a barrier, we have a sealed barrier called the skin, but when it's dry, it can crack, and then you can get, you know, you'll see people with cracked skin on their hands. You can put castor oil on your hands if you're very inflamed. So because it's that anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, that protective, you know, that's what it does, then it's good to put on any area that you, even cracked heels, you know, skin anywhere. So it just seems to be a really good, you know, skincare. But you know when people get marks on their face and they're often covering it with makeup? Like I have one here now, it's a bit of a brown pigment on my face. So I'll let you know in a month's time, because I want to just start using it, because they say if you put it over the pigment, that it will reduce down that pigment and help that to disappear. Now, I'd also often put frankincense as an anti-inflammatory into a skincare moisturiser, or lavender, you know, if you have a lot of inflammation in your skin or any, you know, where you're getting acne and you're getting infected spots, you could put lavender for skin healing into your moisturiser, and then on top of that, put the castor oil to keep that, the oils that you want, to keep them healing as an ongoing. Because, you know, most things that you put in your skin, you're going to absorb in through the skin. And I think the castor oil just keeps it in place, and it nourishes. It's a nourishment for the skin, if I could call it that.
What used castor oil be given to us for? Because I know,
I think for the gut.
Was it for the gut? Because there, like, it didn't happen in our house, but I know that you'd hear about houses where the children were all made have a spoon of it.
And I think because we grew up with Castrol GTX motor oil, we kind of thought, like, it's a bit like Vaseline petroleum jelly came from the petroleum industry, and so does Castrol GTX. But castor, C-A-S-T-O-R, castor oil comes from a plant. You know, it is an oil that comes from a plant. It's very thick and oily. And when you go to put it on your skin, and if you do it before you go to bed at night and you're going off with this oily face, you know, but it will absorb in and it just plumps out and nourishes. It's a nourishment that's going onto your skin overnight. And I'm talking about face, because most people are doing a face skincare. You know, a lot of people are, especially in the winter and especially as your skin has dried out. But people are going around with cracked hands and cracked feet, and, you know, and because that skin cracks, then you're almost exposing yourself to bacterial infections, where, you know, you've got cracked hands and now you've got a cut that's getting, it's disturbing, you know. So, you know, when you put castor oil and rub it onto your hands, it will help you to get rid of all that excess dryness, especially people who are working with their hands, washing their hands a lot. Like, I know we're inside in hospitals and we're wearing gloves, but some people react to the latex, some people react to the powder in the latex gloves, some people just react to the excessive hand washing that you have to do. And we got to see that a lot with, you know, the last 5 years, where people were more excessively hand washing, but in addition were putting on, you know, the sanitizers, and people were reacting maybe to sanitizers. So to recover your skin, think castor oil.
Okay, well, to move on from castor oil, you want to talk a little bit about the connection between what we eat, our gut, and our skin. So what kind of foods are we eating that maybe are not good for our skin, first of all?
Well, I think sugar, for a lot of people, can trigger an inflammatory reaction on the inside. We also have to digest the food. If we don't digest it well, we can trigger inflammation or allergy reactions, high histamine. When you see somebody scratching inside their elbow, not the outside of the elbow, but and behind the knees and in the creases of the neck, and we call it atopic allergy-driven dermatitis, you have to go back and say, well, whatever food I'm eating is triggering this. And I say, support yourself with a digestive enzyme, probiotic, and of course, cod liver oil is great as an anti-inflammatory. In addition, castor oil for rubbing on the outside, but cod liver oil on the inside to oil you up from the inside. But then there's other foods. So when you have a child or a teenager, and now I'm seeing 30 and 40-year-olds developing acne for the first time, where you're getting spots on your face and then cysts on your face or on your back or your chest. When you see acne, some people have that because of low vitamin A. And if you can take liver, eat liver, butter, they have that has vitamin A. Beta-carotene red vegetables will work to help, to help repair the skin. Vitamin A for the skin. Cod liver oil gives vitamin A for the skin. So if you have somebody who's developing acne, I would look and say you need more zinc-rich foods. So if we could only eat liver. But with acne, we often see one person may need extra vitamin A. Another person, it may be a hormonal imbalance, you know, that they've got too much testosterone. Taking zinc and B6 can help to get to reduce down those excesses.
Zinc
levels.
And B6.
Zinc and B6. So when I look at fingernails, I look to see is there any white spots on fingernails. Gives me an indication that this person may be low in zinc. And then a person with skin issues that has white spots, I recommend you take extra zinc. Because zinc is in pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, but it's also in red meat and it's also in liver. Liver seems to be this good food that works on, it gives you the vitamin A for your skin and it gives you zinc for your skin. You need zinc to release vitamin A from the liver. So we all store vitamin A, the same as cod liver oil, cod liver, the liver of a cod. And we're able to bottle it. And that's why we're taking cod liver oil. But you can go down to every butcher and they sell liver. And if you started getting back into the habit of having liver, you're eating the vitamin A. So that's what I would recommend for skin.
A 75-year-old woman wants to know what vitamin, man wants to know what vitamins he should be taking for wrinkles. He wants to improve how he looks.
Well, you're looking at collagen and building connective tissue. And I like zinc and B6 because that also helps to stabilize connective tissue. But in terms of nutrition, a lot of people are taking collagen. I did a roast chicken the other day. I took the chicken, put it in a pot, boiled it up with some apple cider vinegar to extract all that collagen. So he's asking specific vitamins and minerals. And I feel that zinc and vitamin A are the two really important ones for skin. Vitamin B6 and zinc are often together in a lot of these enzyme reactions. So I feel that vitamin B6 and zinc, the two of those together are helping to eradicate this high testosterone that people are you know, when you see a beard area of acne and you'll see girls that are having too high of a testosterone, you know, some of the girls that have, you know, cysts on the ovaries and that, and they also have this cystic acne. Sometimes there's a hormone there that you're trying to reduce that hormone. So I work with, is it a herb? Is it a zinc and B6? I'm trying to create that. And there's one other factor with acne that people don't realise. People eating dairy produce can sometimes contribute to the acne. If they have dairy, that the acne can be worse. And when they eradicate, disrupts the skin.
So Somebody was just texting in to ask about food and psoriasis. Any particular tips there?
I recommend that you take a digestive enzyme to help you digest your protein foods better. Cod liver oil, essential fatty acids are one of the big healers of the skin in terms of psoriasis. Quercetin, we get the nutrient quercetin from berries, broccoli, onions, garlic. Now, these are foods that we're eating all of the time. And you can also buy a supplement of quercetin because quercetin and zinc work together. You take quercetin with zinc, it helps the zinc to get into the cells to help repair skin. If I said, if you have enough zinc, your wounds will heal. So wrinkles like that man was asking about will heal with zinc. Skin that is raw or irritated or that dry, scaly skin. Psoriasis has an area of skin that's photocopying too fast and they're shedding dry skin. So for that person, I would say use the psoriasis person, maybe use a moisturiser and then work with putting castor oil with this anti-inflammatory antioxidant over the psoriasis area. They don't have to put it on. They know where they have the psoriasis on their skin. Sometimes it's in the scalp. So going to bed at night, rub the castor oil into the scalp.
Yeah, actually, somebody, that was another question that has just come in. A listener is asking about the scalp, says, what nutritional supplements or food would you recommend? You recommend for a 50-year-old female whose scalp flares up and is red, itchy and sore, and it also gets hot. She says, I was told it was hormone related. Any advice? All my bloods are normal.
So bloods are normal, but you see, when your bloods are normal, how many things were tested, a lot of people can have a higher level of this dihydrotestosterone. For that, I recommend zinc and B6 to take that out when it's a hormonal type of complication. Saw palmetto as a herb can take down that testosterone level if that's too high as well. So I would recommend that you're rubbing some oil into your skin, maybe take the castor oil onto the scalp, then wash your hair out in the morning, but giving yourself a whole night where nobody can see you with the big greasy head, and allowing it to soak into your scalp during the night. Now, they say with dry skin, you should really put some other oil or moisturiser in and let the castor oil push it in or keep it in.
I just want to ask you two very brief questions about castor oil because we need to take a break. But a lot of people are interested in it. A listener is wondering, can you use castor oil with retinol at night? A lot of women using retinol.
You can, and if you put the retinol on first and then you put the castor oil on over it, it's almost holding it in place for the night. But the actual castor oil has retinoic acid itself in addition. So when you're putting on some on your skin, you're actually adding more with the castor oil. It does contain some retinoic acid. And remember, the retinoic acid is retinol, which is vitamin A. And I'm saying eat the vitamin A in the liver and the butter, as well as beta-carotene, which is all the orange vegetables. Load yourself in with the vitamin A because it's really important for healing the skin.
And another listener says, I'd be prone to acne breakouts and breakouts in general around my face. Would castor oil cause this to worsen?
I wouldn't imagine it would. Don't put it directly onto the lesion. Put it around. So a lesion being the red spot that's really aggravated. Put it around it. You're not trying to soak it, indulge it into it, but put it around it. You know, put it on parts of your face and let it soak in. You know, zinc is another one that you can buy. What was Pseudocream? Only zinc oxide cream. And sometimes we will find just putting Pseudocream on a spot will actually heal it. And it's because you're putting topical zinc onto it. So I really think that if you do a combination, you're doing zinc, maybe vitamin B6, your cod liver oil with the vitamin A. Some people will take extra vitamin A over and above, maybe 2,500 units, 5,000 units. You don't need to go excessively high with it. You know, there's always a fear of vitamin A. You don't want to go toxic in vitamin A. To the point when they put people on Roaccutane, they ensure girls nearly go on the pill so they don't get pregnant because they don't want excessive amounts. It's harmful to a baby. So, you know, but a small dose of vitamin A, that's food amounts.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
okay.
Absolutely fine. Absolutely fine.
We better take a break, Anne. We're gone a bit over. And just to remind people, if you have a question for Anne about anything in the nutrition area, 083 300 3300.
Nutrition advice on Talk About in association with Anne D'Arcy and the All Therapy Centre Tralee.
Now, Anne is talking today about skin issues and how what we eat can affect our skin. And a listener's been in touch. He's a man in his 60s, Anne. He says his nails are very brittle and they chip easily. And he's wondering, is there anything he should be eating or taking to improve that?
I often find when people are low in hydrochloric acid, and therefore then also low in digestive enzymes, that they don't have good protein digestion, it shows up with brittle nails. But the nutrient biotin, B-I-O-T-I-N, it's like one of the B vitamins, but it's not a B1 or 2, but it's called biotin. You get biotin when you eat eggs, but you can buy biotin often as a 5,000 micrograms, which is like 5 milligrams or 10 milligrams of biotin, can really work well to strengthen nails. But then I also recommend people are eating and boiling up the bones, and because
bone broth,
we all got bone broth. We were drinking soup out of a stew, and there was chicken stew, beef stew, lamb stew, And we were getting what was dissolving off the bones into the soup, and that's what we were drinking. And that gave us connective tissue, and your skins are part of connective tissue, your collagen, your face, you know, when you see wrinkling. We're now buying collagen, all different types of collagen, and putting it into ourselves when, you know, every chance you get. If you have a leg of lamb, boil the bones the day after and, you know, keep the broth, boil the chicken and start doing it that way. But biotin, eggs for the biotin, or buying biotin, or if he can relate to, if you're not digesting your food properly, that you can get burping and bloating, you know, and he might even say, oh, but I'm on an acid blocker. Well, if you're on an acid blocker, you're reducing hydrochloric acid, and that can contribute to weak nails. So I would recommend, you know, getting your stomach back in order.
A listener says her 10-year-old daughter has terrible spots on her chin, nose and forehead. She says, I understand she's developing, but this has been going on for a long time now and the spots get very red and aggressive looking.
You know, and when you're hitting puberty, you've got the hormonal changes. And I would recommend, you know, getting on a cod liver oil for the vitamin A, vitamin D, the essential fats that are anti-inflammatory. I would recommend taking the zinc, look for those white spots, and then start using the castor oil, and maybe going to bed at night, putting a little bit of the pseudocream on for the zinc component of that, for healing the zinc, you know, healing with zinc. Zinc will help something to, you know, any area that is a wound, really, it will help it to heal. But also look and see how much dairy she's having, because dairy can be a contributing factor there. And I'm talking about the milk. Remember, we're having a cow that's feeding its calf with growth factors, and those growth factors that are within the dairy and the cheese can be what is linked back to the acne. It's not always.
A caller in her 30s says she has thinning hair and is wondering, is there anything she could be taking for that?
So there's a few reasons for thinning hair. You know, if it's on the top of your head, it's often linked to that dihydrotestosterone, so that females are getting what I call male patterned lightness, you know, where the bald top. If it's all over your whole head, it can be linked to an underactive thyroid. So if you're feeling cold, sluggish, you've lost your energy, you know, if you check your temperature and it's under 36, it's one of the indications of an underactive thyroid. If your cholesterol has gone up lately, as well as being cold and that your temperature is actually gone down, go and get checked to see if your thyroid is underactive, because going on thyroid hormone when it's indicated will help to bring back the hair. Losing hair, skin and unhealthy hair, skin and nails, I should say, are indications of an underactive thyroid. So if it's come on over a period of time, get the blood test done with the doctor. If you're indicating that you need a thyroid medicine, then the doctor would prescribe that.
A lot of people interested in the whole castor oil scenario, and that you mentioned at the outset. One truly caller is wondering, is there any particular brand of castor oil that you'd recommend?
I'd like to get it organic in a glass bottle, and then that should be a good quality. Go into the health shop and buy your, they'd say hexane free, you know, that's the chemicals that are used to extract it, if you can be free of those. Can I jump back to the hair loss? One other factor there, ferritin levels on the blood test will say anywhere from 12, we'll say, to 250. That's an iron blood test. Anything under 40 for ferritin, if you look up your blood test for that lady, if you look up your blood test and your ferritin is under 40, just say it's on 15. If you take L-lysine alongside vitamin C and an iron supplement like a Floridex iron tonic, and you bring your ferritin back up, often within about 7 days the hair stops falling out.
Here's one that this comes up from time to time, and itchy ears, and it seems to be a thing in menopausal women. A listener says, what can I use for itchy ears? It's only happening to me in the last 3 or 4 years, and she's 60.
Itchy ears. I mean, I often think, is there a fungal overgrowth? Is there any candida? You know, when you get a thrush or you get athlete's foot, but then people, you would know whether it was itchy with a fungus, in which case any of the antifungal creams or even a bit of tea tree into the ear. Lavender has an anti-itch component as well as an anti-inflammatory, as well as skin repairing. So if you took a drop of lavender, mixed it maybe with some coconut oil and rubbed it into the ear and try and reduce the itch. But itch is an allergy sign. You know, it's usually histamine has been released. And she's talking about the ear canal. She's not just thinking that the outside of her ear is itchy. It's more that you feel like it's an interior itch, I think, is what she feels. So I would try lavender with the carrier oil.
This is non-related to skin, but it's food-related, Anne. A West Limerick listener says, will you ask Anne, what is the cause of a lot of mucus in my chest? I can't seem to get rid of it.
So we've got these mucus linings. The stomach and the gut is a mucus lining. So is the chest. So is all the urinary tubes. And that mucus lining can over-secrete mucus in any area as a result of not digesting food properly. So I recommend that you help your food to digest better, that you may need to take a digestive enzyme, because it often comes with phlegm. You're clearing your throat, and she has mucus in her chest, so she's over secreting mucus in her chest. But I often do start with a digestive enzyme. I would also recommend a cod liver oil, because the vitamin A, and maybe even extra vitamin A. Vitamin A is healing skin on the outside and the mucus lining on the inside. We're one continuous piece. We've got the harder skin on the outside. We've got the mucus lining on the inside. But they're similar tissue. They're the protective tissues. So if she's producing a lot of mucus, she's either reacting to something that she's working with and mucus is being produced from that. But I often find if you can get your digestion right, there's probiotics such as Saccharomyces boulardii and Acidophilus together that are often helping to restore the mucus lining, whether it's in the gut or the lungs, or the sinus passages. So you're working on getting your digestion right, putting back in the probiotics, reducing inflammation. But each person is so individual that person has her own past medical history. What is she on? What does she eat? You know, and every single person is so individual that you can never just say this is going to work for you, because you have your own individual pattern.
I'm just going to mention this one because we have to wind up, Anne, but it's an 83-year-old lady listening to us this afternoon. She makes homemade soup every week from chicken carcass. Mm-hmm. She also takes turmeric, omega-3, evening primrose oil, vitamin C, vitamin D3. She says, I'm 83, I'm very healthy, even though I do have high...
Because you actually... If there's any other condition, if there was something that you were saying, I have this, this is what I'm still left with. I complain of this kind of, you know, I'd say, oh, if you have cramps, then you might need magnesium, or do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the woman sounds so well, you know, she's not saying, and I don't sleep at night, I have a problem with sleeping. I'd say maybe sniff some lavender, or, you know, take something that helps your GABA, like, you know, L-theanine, and, you know, so, but for her, she sounds like she's doing it well. That woman at 83 is after making that phone call. She's going out and making sure she gets all those supplements.
She's texting.
She's texting. She's living her life. And she's just exactly where we would want to be at 83 and at 93. Because if you can keep your own ability to look after yourself, and your mind is what will give you...
And stay away from skin. The processed foods as well.
No, but it's lovely to have good skin, right? But it's your mind when you hear that woman, like, well done. If you hear that and you're saying you want to be as sharp and as healthy in your mind so that you're making your own decisions. The skin is about looks, isn't it? And about how you're feeling if you've cracked skin, and don't let it get infected and all the rest of it. But when it really comes down to it, the thing that I value, and I'm sure you're the same, and I bet you that woman is the same, you value your mind in this day and age over... Anything else.
Yeah, and your independence.
Yeah.
And great to talk to you. Remind people how they can contact you.
So I'm at All Therapy Centre on a Thursday here in Tralee. And it's 087-775-99385.
Brilliant. And that's All Therapy Centre here in Tralee. And we'll see you next month. Loads of questions for you that we didn't get around to. Apologies to listeners for that, but you know where to find Anne to book an appointment with her. Now, we have a break to take. We'll be chatting to the broadcaster, Mary Kennedy, after these.